Hey, everybody. Welcome to the One Wyoming podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can follow me on X at by underscore Ryan Thorburn. Make sure you go to gowyo.com and bookmark the Pokes Insider page. We have a lot of content with spring football and other stuff rolling in. And if you missed the debut podcast, we had Kevin McKinney on, the Hall of Famer, and Wyoming football strength coach Eric Donoval. It turned out great, and now we're rolling into episode two. And this podcast is going to be kind of, I guess, NIL 101. We get a lot of questions about what's going on with NIL, name, image, and likeness. It's enveloped college athletics, particularly men's basketball right now. And, you know, we just want to get the message out there. What is it? How does it work? Who does it benefit? What's the future of it? So, you know, we have Tom Berman, Director of Athletics at Wyoming, Mitch Edwards, the One YO President. That is the collective for Wyoming. And, you know, we also have Cannon Flores from Wyoming Sports Properties, Associate Business Development for NIL. Tom, I'll start with you because you've been at Wyoming for a long time and no one could see this coming 10 years ago, but it's here and it's here to stay in some form. Hopefully it'll get, you know, streamlined in some way, but right now NIL is a big deal, especially in men's basketball. Where is Wyoming in the space and where do you want to get to?
Well, we are not where we want to be. We have had a difficult time creating a lot of enthusiasm from our fan base and donor base as it relates to donating and getting engaged with NIL programs, whether it be initially with our Open Doors program or the One Wyoming Collective or our charity partners. And now we are improving, and it is growing, and it's going the right direction, but we are still way behind in the Mountain West Conference. And we've got to engage individuals. This is not a program where people in Wyoming can say, this is someone else's duty. I'm not interested. If you're a fan, you got to be interested. I'm not saying you have to give, but you have to at least explore it and look into it because, as I've said for the 17 years I've been in Wyoming, we're not a big enough state to be divided. We have to row together, the entire state. And I used to focus on the legislature, the university, the donor base, the alumni base outside of Wyoming. Everyone has to be engaged. Everyone has to care. And we have to row together.
Yeah, and Mitch, I mean, One YO, it's pretty simple how it works. I mean, if you go to the website, you can connect donors to, you know, pretty much every charity in Wyoming. They can specify whether they want it to go to a specific player, a specific sport, a general collective. Just kind of explain how that works because name, image, and likeness is supposed to be something where the recipient of the funds gives back. And obviously, when you hook up student athletes with charities, that's kind of the – explain how oneyo.org works.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate being on the podcast, and second episode shows how important this issue is. But essentially, if you're as a fan or interested in contributing and getting on board and helping us in this NIL space, if you get on oneyo.org and you go to donate, you can contribute any amount. There's a custom button where you can put in any amount that you want to put in. You can select one of our pre-selected options for that amount. You can do that as a one-time contribution, or you can do that as a monthly contribution. You can select which sport you would like us to direct your money to. So if you would like us to engage men's basketball players to work with our charity partners, we will do that. If you want us to do that with wrestling or football, we can do that. We try not to, and we ask fans not to try to direct it to a specific athlete, only because that gets really hard to manage and can cause some issues with respect to morale and those types of things. And so we look more at it on a sports type of basis. But we also have the general category, which means you give the collective money and you allow us in our discretion to apply those funds where they're most needed, either from the charity level or from the athletics level, so we can make those matches with our partner charities. The idea of the NIL is the students are supposed to get paid for doing something. Until they perform their service, they are not supposed to be paid. And so our model is we put them in connection with charities who have jobs for them to do. And that is promoting the charity or doing the work for the individual served by that charity, whether it's basketball camps, whether it's showing up at dinners and making appearances as celebrities, those kinds of things. And once we make that engagement, then we will pay that athlete for the use of their name, image, and likeness in support of our charity's cause.
Cannon, how does Wyoming Sports Properties, how does this all relate in terms of like corporate sponsors and businesses and that sort of thing?
Yeah, Ryan, thanks for having me on. You know, my job here is to support all student athletes, and specifically on the Wyoming sports property side, to connect our athletes with our current and new partners to get them involved, for our athletes to be brand ambassadors for them. So our fans can see them off the court, off the field, in this light, and it's something really cool that's, you know, it's gained a lot of traction throughout the country.
Tom, we had this scheduled, you know, for a while now, but men's basketball seems to be on a ridiculous level compared to the other sports right now as far as that culture and just the transfer portal. It's more of who's not in the transfer portal at this point nationally. And I think Wyoming fans get frustrated, but it's every program. I just noticed, you know, Oregon State, for example, going to the WCC, their roster is pretty much gone. And it's across the board. I'm sure UConn and Purdue will have issues next week with this thing. What needs to happen in men's basketball, specifically at Wyoming, and then maybe nationally as we go forward to kind of make it less chaotic?
Yeah. Well, you're right, Ryan. It is it for whatever the reasons are, it is more of an issue in men's basketball, and we could dive into those if wanted, but. What you got to remember is there is two issues that came together at one time. The NIL, which name, image, and likeness, which allows student athletes to be compensated. At the same time, the one-time transfer rule was eliminated. So basically, that creates free agency every offseason for every student athlete. And even after they transfer once, under the current NCAA rules, they are allowed to transfer again. So you could have young men or women who transfer multiple times, and every time they do that, they are a free agent. So it puts us at a disadvantage. Hopefully, there will be some, if it's federal or some new third-party structure created, whether it's some sort of antitrust exemption from Congress or the NCAA does not seem like it can solve this riddle because every time they try to create a rule, they end up in court and they lose. So is there a new third party that could manage this better? There's talk about that. But until that is created and there are rules in place and guardrails around this and some transparency in these deals, I think all sports are going to have a challenge, but basketball in particular. In my opinion, on basketball, part of the reason why it's significantly worse in the number of kids in the portal, you know, right now there's roughly 1,500 kids in the portal right now out of a total of about 4,500 Division I basketball players over 350-ish teams. That's crazy, and that's not good for young people. When I say that, I'm not disappointed that some are getting compensated. But what I'm saying is we used to value, we were moving kids towards a degree and we cared about graduation. And because of all these court cases, we've lost focus of that. I mean, look at Wyoming, plays there 1 year and now he's in the transfer portal again. He's going to end up somewhere else. There's no chance he graduates in 4 years. I'm not sure there's a chance he graduates in 5 years. And he's a very smart kid. But it's just we've lost sight of what matters at times, and hopefully we can get back to that. But until Congress acts or there is some changes to the structure, this is the world we live in.
Mitch, what's kind of the strategy, do you think, you know, with this collective to to have a general fund and to retain rosters?
Yeah. So the good question, because the reality of it is there's rules, right? Whether those rules are being enforced or whether they're standing up in court actions or not, there's rules. And the rules are that the players are supposed to be compensated fair market value for their name, image, and likeness. And so obviously, when it comes to name, image, and likeness and the value that that athlete has, your star players are the ones that have the NIL value. Okay, and so the faces of the programs are the ones that have the greater value, because those are the ones that people know. They're the ones that people show up for when they make their appearances. They're the ones that the kids want to see at the basketball camps or the football camps that we work with our partner charities on, right? And so when we get that money, that's what we're looking at is, hey, partner charity, what's the event that you have? What's your need? And how can we best fill that need with the players that we have? And we look at it and say, okay, this is a good event for someone like an Evan Sabota, or it's a good event for someone like an Allison Ferdig or an Emily Melamo or a Jory Volk. And we start plugging those ones in. And so, for example, we have an event coming up with Make-A-Wish on April 20th, where we're sending hopefully 15 athletes over to that event to help promote Make-A-Wish and help raise funds for kids with critical illnesses. And those, we pick 5 sports and 3 athletes from each sport. And, those athletes that we picked are really the ones that have the name, image, and likeness value, because they're the ones that people know when they put on the brown and gold jersey, that's our star, that's our good player. And so they're the ones that we need to engage to help that charity draw the attraction that they need.
When I think of how NIL is supposed to work, I think of Caitlin Clark. Obviously, she's the best at what she does, and she's getting paid handsomely by, Gatorade and on all these corporations, State Farm, etc. Cannon, how do you think that would work at Wyoming? Say if a business loves Allison Ferdig and loves what's happening with women's college basketball right now, is that different from like Mitch's strategy, or how would you see like an individual request like that?
Yeah, so kind of just speaking on the Wyoming sports property side, with all of our current partners, we bring this up to everyone now since I've been here, and it's been great. The conversations have been great. Obviously, all of our partners want to work with the big names, as you said, Allison Ferdig, the Evan Sabotas. But it's good because, they can plug them in to their current marketing assets that we have. So, the signage, the digital assets, the social media, and the athletes being the brand ambassadors, our partners are thrilled. And to have them be a part and to be able to see those athletes in that light is great for them.
Tom, the NCAA tournament is getting tremendous ratings right now. And the Mountain West had an amazing season. And I know that, the top 4 or 5 teams in the Mountain West have their collectives going at a high level. Where is Wyoming as far as catching up with their peers in the Mountain West?
Well, first of all, we don't really know, because these are private entities, so they don't need to provide any information. But there's no doubt that the San Diego States, well, probably Boise State, New Mexico, San Diego State, Nevada, all operate at a different level. We're not there. And so we are at a disadvantage. We are at a competitive disadvantage. And how do we overcome that is complicated, because it's the way the NCAA rules are written, meaning we can't move monies around. I've had this question a lot. How come Cowboy Joe does well? Yeah, they do well. They have a huge bill to pay. They try to fund a lot of our operational budget. But how come we can't move monies from Cowboy Joe into NIL? Because the rules say you can't. And that one would be a huge national story. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world of NIL that involves private industry, but there rarely, if ever, are schools moving money from their docket onto the collective or into student-athletes' hands. So that's one thing we cannot do. But there are some creative things we can do. We've got to figure out how to move around a little more agile and how to be more creative in how we think. and I'm excited about, you know, I like the Jay Foundation event we had last fall around football was a fantastic event. We had the right people in the room, and we were able to raise a couple $100,000, and the young people representing the Jay Foundation are going to go to a retreat this summer, and they're going to learn an immense amount about how to deal with families who have mental health issues, how to deal with individuals who have depression and suicide thoughts, and they're going to become ambassadors for the Jay Foundation. And I think they can make a difference. I mean, Wyoming is one of the states with the highest teenage suicide rate in America. I think we're second. We shouldn't be second. This is a great place to live, but we are. So maybe we can help combat that a little bit, help provide education. Those are the things that we've got to do, because the answer that I get from people, I don't want to toot my own horn, but we've been able to raise money for capital projects, for Cowboy Joe, for endowments. But when you talk to those people about this, they don't grasp it, and it doesn't make them feel good. The idea that I've got to pay a player to stay in school at the University of Wyoming so he or she doesn't transfer doesn't resonate well. And so we've got to make it more than that, and we're working hard to do that.
Mitch, you mentioned Make-A-Wish. I mean, some of the other main charities involved, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Clubs. You know, I did a story last spring on Josie, the girl that the Cowgirls have rallied around and is now basically part of their team. I think she was Make-A-Wish. Can you give some examples of some early success stories, you know, from the charity side or the student-athlete side in that marriage?
Yeah, Tom mentioned earlier one of our partner charities is the Jay Foundation. We're looking forward to that event. We haven't actually engaged that yet and got those ambassadors up to help with mental health awareness, but that's something that we're looking forward to. Some of the ones we have been able to engage are student-athletes in, Boys and Girls Club of Central Wyoming. There's been basketball skills camps that we've done with the boys and girls in Casper in the after-school programs. We've sent basketball players to their major fundraising breakfast to be part of that. And then winter, we sent some football players up to Casper to be a part of their evening gala and fundraiser up there for Boys and Girls Club as well. And it was a very successful event, but one of the things that we were able to do was to put together a live auction item where we're going to, in assistance with the Boys and Girls hosting the football camp, we're going to be sending some of our athletes to basically run that camp for 20 to 30 boys and girls that want to learn how to play quarterback, running back, defensive line, and those types of things. And then they'll get to play a flag football game. They'll get autographs. And one of the cool things for me at the Boys and Girls Club basketball event was after it was all done, the boys and girls all wanted autographs. And we didn't know what it was that they could sign. Well, the kids started taking their shoes off so that they could have the athletes sign their shoes. And I thought that was really cool. I'm not sure the parents appreciated it, but it was really cool that every kid was getting in line, taking their shoe off, and asking for the signature. And those things make a difference in those kids' lives. They'll remember that forever.
Yeah, and it's the numeral 1wyo.org. And even if you go to gowyo.com now, there's, you just click the logo on the banner there, and it's really simple to get involved. How about the Wyoming sports properties aspect? If someone wants to get involved, what's the way they do that?
Yeah, so they can reach out to myself via email, and that email is cannon.flores@learfield.com. That's Flores, first name Cannon. But yeah, they can reach out, and you know, we're happy to plug them in wherever we see fit with whoever athlete best aligned with them.
Tom, you see great stability with Wyoming Cowgirls basketball as far as their roster goes, and football, really incredible what Jay Savelle was able to do as far as avoiding the transfer portal during a coaching change of all things, which is usually chaos. Do you see men's basketball being an outlier long-term, or are you concerned about NIL and the portal for all sports?
Well, I'm concerned about it for all sports. We can't be this. The situation we're in now, men's basketball, with basically turning over, for all intents and purposes, the entire roster. We did it 2 years ago. Also, it's unsustainable. We can't build the kind of program we want to build. So we've got to solve this. We've got to get better. I think the days of having kids in your program for 4 or 5 years, if they're talented at this level, not just here, Colorado State and Nevada and San Diego are pretty much over. I just think the money may have exceeded the levels of these mid-major type programs. But we've got to do better. And some of that is NIL. Some of that is we've got to make these kids have a better experience. We've got to do everything within our power to keep them engaged. We got to work on it. It's just got to be front and center. I told the external staff, which external is marketing, fundraising, sales, I said, we have to think about NIL like we used to think about Cowboy Joe and like we used to think about capital campaigns. It has to be front and center. In fact, to the point where we're almost done with the $20 million campaign for War Memorial Stadium. It's time to move on from that. We've got to focus on NIL. We're not there yet, but we're really close. And as soon as we can turn that project off, we have to be just every discussion has to involve NIL. And the same with Wyoming Sports Properties. Every discussion they have has to involve NIL. We just have to change the paradigm.
It seems like the culture of Wyoming football has been the timing couldn't be better. I mean, the crowds last year were tremendous, 7-0 at home. I think kids know that they're developmental players when they arrive as freshmen. They weren't recruited heavily.
Yep.
Year three, they get to start playing. They've developed. And they also have the history of Josh Allen, of, you know, Logan Wilson,
yep.
Andrew Wingard. Like, I can get to where I want to go at Wyoming. Jay Sauvilla is continuing that on. Are you hopeful that culture keeps Wyoming at the top of the Mountain West in football? And is there any way to create a culture in basketball right now? I mean, Tad Boyle at Colorado had one of the most entertaining teams in the country this year, and he has to replace his top six players.
Yeah. It's harder in basketball, period, end of story. But we have to strive to do that. We cannot be successful recruiting a roster of kids who are looking to leave. We've got to find some kids who are looking to stay. I would hate to know the answer of the question, would Josh Allen be at Wyoming in this situation? Would Larry Nance and Josh Adams, would they have stayed at Wyoming in these current situations? I don't know that I want to know the answer to that.
All right, before we get out of here, Mitch, could you review again your upcoming events?
Yeah, the most recent event we're going to have is April 20th with Make-A-Wish in Cheyenne at the Little America. You can get on Make-A-Wish Wyoming's website and get tickets to that event. Hopefully 15 athletes are going to be participating in that event. It's going to be good. I understand there's 200-plus people that are going to be there. We've got the coaches coming as well to show their support, so that's going to be great. And then as we get into the summer, we're going to have some camps with the Boys and Girls Club up in Casper. We're going to have the J Foundation events where the kids are going up to become ambassadors for the J Foundation. And those are the ones that we have, you know, currently on our ticket that are coming up here in the spring and fall. Or summer. So.
Okay, and Tom, before we get you out of here, just review again. You have Cowboy Joe, super important. You have NIL. You're a donor. What do you do? How is it all connected? What is most important for Wyoming's athletic department?
That's a great question, Ryan, and it's a complex answer, but I would say this to you. You know, Cowboy Joe funds a lot of things. Their primary focus is scholarships, but they fund summer school. They fund when we provide bonuses to coaches, when one of our coaching staff needs extra money to go recruit internationally, they'll go to Cowboy Joe. So it's a really critical element of what we do in athletics, and we can't go backwards in Cowboy Joe. But if somebody asked me, Tom, I'm giving you $1,000 a year to Cowboy Joe. Where do you want my money to go? I would kind of turn it to them and say, what are your passions? And if your passions are you love the educational element of college athletics, you want to fund student-athlete scholarships, you want to support these type of things, then keep the majority of your money in Cowboy Joe. But if you are passionate about winning and losing, it's more of like an NFL mindset to you, professional sports, a portion of your money, or maybe all of it, should go to NIL, because that will have a greater impact on whether we can win or lose and how quickly we can win or lose and retain great players. But if everyone does that, or if even a large chunk of people do that, we will have to lay people off and we'll have other issues. So I don't want to send the message that you should pull your money from Cowboy Joe and put it into NIL. What I'd really ask you to do is there a way you can do both? And can you think about pushing the envelope a little greater and add money to both sides? That would be what I would say.
And to be clear, under current rules, and it's hard to say how many of those are being followed based on Tennessee's lawsuit and everything going on, but you technically can't guide or have anything to do with the collective. It's separate entities.
Correct, but it's important to know. We speak frequently. I mean, we've been meeting for over a year every Wednesday with Mitch and his team, and they're great. We've had no issues. We're thrilled about the work they're doing. And we are not allowed, like I'm not allowed to write them a check that comes back into the athletics department, which is frustrating because I would support this. I believe in it passionately. I would love to, but I can't.
And Cannon, tell us about the NIL 101 event.
Yeah, so we're planning this NIL 101 educational event May 14th at Ribbon Chop from 5 to 8. It's going to be a night with the Pokes, an NIL education event. We'll have athletics there. We'll have One Wild, the NIL collective there, and we're going to speak on what does NIL look like here at the University of Wyoming and how it's not what you see on social media where it's, you know, millions of dollars. That what you see there is the 1% of the 1%. We're here to educate our partners, our donors, and even the general fan on, you know, how they can get involved and what does that look like here at the University of Wyoming.
And Canon, do people register for that, or can they just show up, or how do you get involved in that NIL 101 event?
Yeah, so this will be a ticketed event. We are still working on the details, but we're pushing this out on social media. It'll be on the official athletics website, and you'll be able to register there.
I have one more comment, Ryan, before you close out. I just want to make sure, because I get this question, I know Mitch gets this question occasionally. UW Athletics and 1YO Collective are their partners. We support them. We work closely together. There is no doubt this is our collective, and we are very supportive of the work they're doing.
All right, everyone. That's numeral1wyo.org, and obviously you can follow all of my coverage of the Pokes at goyo.com. A reminder that Saturday's football practice in the indoor is open to the public. There's a youth camp at 10 a.m. and then the Cowboys will be practicing starting at 11 a.m. So Jay Sauvel wants to see you out there if you're in Laramie. So that's it for episode 2 of the One Wyoming podcast. Make sure you subscribe at Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll have more great guests next week.